You guys are coming off the long road trip. I know there was a heavy travel day yesterday. How nice was it to see your team perform the way they did tonight?
It was really good the way we came out. We wanted to establish a momentum right away. But the bigger picture is the way we showed up. It means a lot to us, and it means a lot to the organization as far as being good pros. You can't come back from a road trip like we did and the travel day that we had and perform like we did tonight if you don't take good care of yourself away from the rink. And it tells me that the guys did the proper job or did the proper things in order to perform tonight, and that's moving in the right direction.
What kind of tempo does it set when JC LaPond drops the gloves for your team right out from the outset?
Well, I think a big piece of our game is hard on the forecheck and really aggressive on the forecheck. And he did that right the first shift, a good body check on their D. And he's the type of guy that will answer the bell, and he did. He's been JC has been a good leader for us. He's there's one thing you know about him, he's going to work hard. Nobody's perfect, and he's not, but he works hard, and he's perfect in that category, and he plays with grit, and he's got no fear in his game. Plays hard, and he's driving the momentum of our team lots of nights, and tonight, first shift, he showed the way, and dropping the gloves is one thing. I don't think he had much of a choice there, but he knows that, and he's a good player for us.
As a coach, what does it mean? Like, how do you keep the momentum going, knowing that you've had such a good first period, but you don't have the results? Do you just tell the team, you preach in the intermission, you just got to keep doing the same things, and you will be rewarded?
Well, we stay in the moment. I mean, there's a way of playing, and we know our way. We can't cheat ourselves, or we can't cheat the game. We want to play 60 minutes. We're establishing a trust in each other in the way we play, no matter what the score is. And we've seen it in the last road trip. We were trailing, and our team kept pushing the same way. There was no letdown. And, you know, there's a two games, the last two games, or the second last, and the third last, no matter what, we kept pushing. And even the last game of the road trip, it was, we want to establish that way of playing, no matter what the score is. And we were up after the first. We had good momentum. But our way is no matter what the score is, we stay in the moment and we play with intensity.
Well, and to that effect, you know, you guys are up 3-0 in the third period, and that's generally score effect would kick in and they would start to push. But really, you guys controlled the play for the most part, especially in the middle part of the period. I think there was 3 minutes that you guys spent in their zone. So is that kind of speaking to what you're talking about? Is that idea of not changing the way you played?
Absolutely. That's how we want to play it. And no matter what the score is, we want to work hard. And creating those habits is a way of playing, and it takes time. But we didn't do it for the full 20 minutes. There's a 5-minute, 3-minute at the end of the game that we just took the foot off the pedal, and that's something we'll address. So we play 60 minutes no matter what, and that's what we expect from them, and that's what they expect from themselves. That's even more important than what we think. And on the bench, that's how they think. And it gives you a chance when you're trailing by one or by two, but I've having that kind of mindset, you still believe you can come back, and that's what we want to achieve.
As good as you guys have been at on the road, important to establish a good presence at home, especially with a Chicago team that's chasing you guys, nipping at your heels. They won again tonight. You guys now reestablish a 5-point lead. Just how important is it to play well, especially considering you have 8 games at home?
Well, it is important one day at a time. That's, you know, 8 games at home. It's a long stretch. We took care of tonight. Tomorrow will be a day off, and then we'll take care of the next game, and that's how we're going to approach it. First position is a luxury we earned the right to be there. We've played well this year overall to be in that position. We want to keep it, but at the same time, we'll take one day at a time.
You got Nelson Noje back on the road. He played the last two games, and this is his third game of the season. What are you seeing from him as, obviously, he's getting slowly back into the feel of playing hockey again?
Well, I like the way he plays. He's a really, really smart kid, and he studied the game while he was injured. He's a guy that understands the momentum switches in the game, and that's an important skill. He can move quick. I think his pace is really good. I'm actually surprised how fast he can read plays and move his feet. And I mean, he missed the whole season. And that's pretty much training camp for him. So for him to play the way he does, more often than others, he's being matched against the top two line of the other team. So for him to play that way, it's a huge credit to him. He's done a very good job.